In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Slava Iisusu Hristu. Your grace, dear Bishop Allen, dear Reverend Fathers, dear sisters and brothers in Christ, drahí bratři sestry v Kristi. Just 2 days ago, we marked this sad anniversary of the third full invasion of Ukraine, an unprovoked war that has caused so much suffering, so much grief and despair these last 3 years. More than 8 million people have become displaced from their homes, from their cities. More than 3,500 schools and universities have been destroyed. Over 600 churches, many of those are Russian Orthodox churches, have been destroyed. Homes, places of employment, theaters, gone. However, at the onset of the full-scale invasion, the government of the United Kingdom, through its various programs, welcomed over 300,000 Ukrainians fleeing harm's way, were welcomed by ordinary British citizens. In fact, over 80,000 British people opened their hearts and their homes to our Ukrainian brothers and sisters, not just for a weekend, in fact, for many months and now even for years. This kindness will not be forgotten by the people of Ukraine, and we continue to be overwhelmed by gratitude to the British people for everything that they are doing. In our scripture reading, we say we give glory to Him whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. How true that is. Of course, we know that the war in Ukraine didn't start 3 years ago. It started over 10 years ago, but it has been a conflict for centuries. However, God has been generous to the Ukrainian people. As you might tell from my accent, I'm not from Coventry. In fact, my family emigrated from Ukraine to Canada in 1896, one of the first major immigrations of Ukrainians to Canada. So I'm a fourth generation Ukrainian Canadian with a proud Scottish first name, Kenneth. But I am the bishop for Ukrainian Catholics in Great Britain, and I've been here for 5 years. And I have to say that the warmth, the generosity, and the hospitality of the British people has been incredible. Our own Bishop Allen here, as you well know, has welcomed Ukrainians into his diocese and has provided a place of comfort for them. And immediately after the full-scale invasion, when I met with Bishop Allen and said that we're looking for a parish that we could use for regular Sunday services, he and his team helped us so much, and so we do have a parish in the diocese at St. Francis of Assisi at near Stratford Tube Station, which we are able to call home. But we are able to call it home because of Bishop Allen and this diocese. Bishop Allen, you will be remembered for your kindness during this time of suffering, where Ukrainian people, regardless of their ethnic background or even linguistic background, and indeed whether or not they are Ukrainian Catholic or of another Christian faith or of no faith, have found a place, a safe place here with you and with this diocese, with this family. Today, we celebrate this Vesper service for peace in Ukraine, but we cannot imagine a peace in Ukraine without justice. Justice is an important aspect of peace, and before we can even think of reconciliation with the enemy, there has to be justice. And that will mean that those who have perpetrated war crimes must be brought to justice, and those who have brought such destruction in Ukraine must pay for it. God has done great things for humanity, for us, for Catholics in Great Britain. We thank God for this cathedral, for this diocese, for our bishop, and for all of the clergy and faithful. Дорогі браті і сестри, ми знаємо, що кожен хвилин ви є тут, ви тільки думаєте про батьківщину, про ваші родини, про ваші приятелі, про ваше життя. Ми є дуже вдячні для наш єпископ Владика Аллен і його духовенство і вірні за таке тепле привітання, за таку можливість жити тут. Так як я сказав до них, я народився в Канаді, але мої предки емігрували до Канади 1896 року, а я себе відчуваю українець. Я жив в Україні більше ніж 10 років, від 1991 року до 2001 рік. Я був засновником і перший президент Caritas України, якщо ви чули про того організації. Я вже є тут 5 років. І в імені нашої церкви, нашої єпархії, я хочу, щоб ви знали, що ми є разом з вами. Tomorrow I will ask for your prayers. I will be journeying to Ukraine and I will be spending 2 weeks in Ukraine, working with our faithful, with our bishops. Next week, I will be in Zaporizhia, one of the hot zones where the front is there. I will be grateful for your prayers, and I will carry you in my hearts as I meet with our brothers and sisters in those war-torn areas. And with your permission, I will give them your greeting and your prayers as well. Завтра я буду їхати на Україну, і я буду пару днів у Запоріжжі, Дніпро, Львові, Жовква, Тернопіль, Івано-Франківськ. Я буду просити ваші молитви для мого подорож, і також я би хотів в імені ваше привітати наші братів і сестри, щоб вони знали, що ми їх тут пам'ятаємо в нашій молитві. Once again, thank you. Thank you so much for all that you do. And may God continue to bless each and one of you and all of those who have welcomed or helped our brothers and sisters from Ukraine in any way, especially through your prayers and support. And may the blessing of the Lord be upon all of you with his grace and love for humankind. Благословення Господнє на вас, його любов. Ім'я Отця і Сина, і Святого Духа. Амінь. Слава Ісусу Христу! Слава Україні!